when one is breaking up and dating, it's very important that we both understand that we're continuing in life. Sometimes because we don't know who we will marry and we don't necessarily have anyone that's lined up to continue dating with, so there's this inner urge to maintain some potential with this girl, especially if it's not so bad. So sometimes a guy will say, I don't think we match, you know, maybe, but I don't think so. Or people will throw in a line that sounds like pyre. It's not right. You're ending with a girl, tell her no. Tell her, I don't think we match, and I wish you well in life. And if I know of a guy that matches for you, I'll be happy to call him and set you up. And sometimes you might even want a little bit more details how to set her up with a guy or what she's looking for. But at the end of the day, it has to be very clear that we're finished. It's over. In a nice way, but in a finite way. It has to be clear. It's not fair to leave a girl feeling, well, maybe he's still going to call me. No, if I've decided that's not it, or she's decided that's not it, it has to be very clear between us that it's over. What happens when a girl from your past starts calling you? So if it's an email, so you can respond very politely, and you could not respond and see if that works. And if you see that doesn't work, then you could say, look, I wish you well, and I hope all is well by you, and I feel that it is in our both our interests that we cease having this contact. Nothing personal, but we both have to move forward in life, and I don't think that we are going to get married, so it's not right to maintain this relationship. And the same thing can be said if a girl calls. So you could say, look, you know that where I'm holding religiously, or the community I'm with religiously, it's not acceptable to have a girlfriend. And even though if I did have a girlfriend, then maybe I'd be happy to continue, I'd be happy to continue being in touch with you. I think you're a very fine person, and I will try to think of someone to set you up with. But nonetheless, being that where the people I'm with, it's not acceptable. You don't have to go into that's forbidden halachically, because then she'll start arguing with you. So you could just say it's not acceptable in our community that a guy maintains a relationship with a girl. So I would appreciate it if we end the relationship on a good note, and if you have someone good to set me up with, you'll set me up, and if I have someone good to set you up with, I'll set you up, but we can't really continue the relationship the way it is. And that, I want to add to the people who are married here and the people who are engaged here, is very important. If you have someone from your past who's texting you, emailing you, sending you messages on Facebook, just imagine if you walked into your wife's computer or your fiance's computer and saw Greg texting her, "Hi Shana, how are things doing? And how's the new guy you're with?" You wouldn't be too happy. So by the same token, she ain't going to be too happy. Chazal teaches, "Ein isha mitkana la biyar chaverta." A woman is most jealous if she feels like she has competition. So it's not right to do it to a woman. It's you owe her. That's part of the relationship. That you're completely hers and she's completely yours, and you're together. You're building your life, and no one else belongs there. So you guys will notice that on Facebook, I don't even have any females. Any females that send me a friend request, I send back an answer, and you could check my inbox. I think you could see my answers. You'll see I have a standard answer. Thank you very much. I have one female friend in my life, and that's it. I won't do that. I'm not saying that there's anything necessarily wrong halachically with doing it on Facebook, but I don't know. I don't think that's the direction we're supposed to be going. I'm not saying everyone should take off all their females from their friend lists. But maybe I should say that, but I'm not.
One more question.